Ellen Brahms.
Hi, my story is about the Freedom Rides. I think so far we haven't had a Freedom Rider. But in 1961, I was 19 years old. I was at Cal State LA, and I joined a group of about 11 of us who went by train to the South. Most people think of Jackson, Mississippi as being the place where most of the Freedom Rides occurred. Well, over 300 people were arrested in Jackson, but there were 19 of us who were arrested in Houston, Texas. There were also Freedom Rides in Florida. And how did we get there? In 1960, I participated in support of the sit-ins that were occurring in the South. And in addition, we had the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, where JFK was nominated as the Democratic nominee for president. And we were picketing him. We were outside there asking for support of the sit-ins in the South and wanting it to be part of the platform. So that was 1960. And then in 1961, Martin Luther King came to speak in Los Angeles, and Mahalia Jackson sang. And I was very moved. I mean, I had just been one of the students participating in our own kind of independent student union kind of thing. But I joined CORE, went through some training, and the Freedom Ride to Houston was one of the last Freedom Rides, because the summer had been full of Freedom Rides, mostly to Jackson. So we took the train to Houston, we sat in, and this was the Interstate Compact. I don't know, I'm not going to tell the history of the Freedom Rides. You can read a book by Ray Arsenal about that, if you're a student and you're interested in that. Also, Eric Etheridge has a book called Breach of Peace, which is also excellent, about the Freedom Rides. My story, though, is that after we were sitting in at the lunch counter at the Interstate Compact, the train's station lunch counter cafe, and we were arrested. They took us first to city jail and then to the county jail, and I was booked as high yellow. And for those of you who have read the literature, you know that that means that they thought I was black. And I always thought, well, I'm the only one, but in reading Eric Etheridge's book, Breach of Peace, I find that a couple of people in Jackson also, who are probably Jewish like me and dark, were arrested and integrated the jails in Jackson. Well, I briefly, ever so briefly, integrated the jail in Houston. And however, I was found out because there was another woman, Marjorie, who was also fair-complected, but she was black, and she had green eyes as opposed to my brown eyes. And the other white women, Beverly and Pat, were concerned. Where was Ellen? They thought maybe I had said something and gotten in trouble, or they didn't know where I was. Well, I was in a cell that was pretty darn crowded, and I was put on a mat in the between the bunks, and it was full of the black women. And so they came looking for me, said my name, and then, of course, I got nervous. What do they want me for? But it was because Beverly and Pat were concerned. So I was moved to the white women's tank, and there were only three of us, but they didn't have any cells for us, so we were sleeping in the day room, again, on mats on the floor, and that's like the dining area. And it was, I don't know, has anybody been in Houston, Texas in the summertime? Hot, muggy, horrible, and we, of course, didn't have a change of clothes. They didn't bring our suitcases with us, and we basically stripped down. The other women were curious about us. They loaned us clothes. We, like, slips to live in, essentially. We really didn't wear many clothes in there. And We were there in jail for about 8 days, 10 days. The white men were not so fortunate. And I thought that there would be two others from the Houston ride here, both Steves, and I don't see any Steve here. And so I was going to, because they were beaten up. The white men beat up the white freedom riders and were very, you know, hostile. And so they were taken out in 4 days. The white women treated us very well, shared things and were nice to us. And we exchanged books and pleasantries, and we were just very curious about us. And they were also really impressed that our lawyers visited us pretty frequently. And we were bailed out, actually. Rather than stay the whole 30 days as the folks in Jackson were, mostly because CORE really needed the money. And we needed to be out there in the urban Houston area, going to churches, going to tell our stories and raise money for CORE, because they really needed it. And so that was, we all went to the PYA office, because the students from Houston, the black students there that had been sitting in, were the Progressive Youth Association. We joined them, and they had their own office. And they knew people who housed us when we were there. We were in Houston like a total of 30 days. We were there while we went to trial. The first trial was a mistrial. The second trial, they found us guilty, and then it was overturned, though, later on. So, and as you might imagine, we're all students. We're all getting really nervous because this was August. We were arrested August 11th. We were worried, are we going to get back to school on time? What will our parents say if we don't start the semester? And I did. I went back to Cal State LA, told my story, and stayed as an activist, not entirely in the civil rights movement, but like others, in the women's movement. I was married early, started having children, and now I'm in Grandmothers for Peace and Jewish Voice for Peace, and still very concerned about what's going on. And I found that libraries are a wonderful place. You can make displays in libraries, and in the past few months, I've done displays on civil rights movement and on the peace movement. And I urge you to go to your communities and see if they want you to do a display. It's fun and it's easier, and it's a lot more comfortable than standing outside with a sign in the rain and the cold and the dark.